Lorenzo was born during the time just before the treaties and our major loss of lands in Minnesota. You know, our kind of the closing era of that. Back in 1824 is when he was born, by his own admission. Some say he was born in 1820. I happened to look it up and compare dates and different things, and I believe he was right. I believe he was born in 1824. And they had, at that time, separate extended families. You know, you had a nuclear family, but you had an extended family was just as important. And so he lived with his aunt on his mother's side in the early years. And when he was about 11 years old, he decided he wanted to go to his mother. In fact, the early notes that I seen scribbled on him said that he cried to be with his mother. He must have missed his mother. And he joined his mother. I believe that he joined her at where St. Paul in Minneapolis, St. Paul now is. And then she later moved down to Lac La Parle. And she was married to a man down there by the name of Left Hand. Now, when I first wrote this book, I stated in there that Left Hand was Lorenzo's father, but he wasn't. I found out later that Lorenzo didn't know who his father was, that he was either died from alcohol or was poisoned when Lorenzo was still a baby. So Lorenzo never knew who his father. So he eventually joined his mother down at Lac La Parle, and she was with the missionaries. But she was the second wife that of his, because they still had polygamous marriages and those things. And when she became a Christian woman, she found out that was wrong according to what she was believing. And Left Hand, on the other hand, wanted to become a Christian, but he was told by the missionaries, you can only have one wife, so you have to make a decision. And he said, well, he couldn't decide that. You're asking me to put away part of my family, you know. And anyway, he decided rather than do that, he would keep his family. He wouldn't join the church. And so he moved back to Kaposia or St. Paul, where he died. But in the meantime, Catherine, Lorenzo's mother, said she would leave the relationship. And she went off to live with the missionaries, where she lived for 51 years with the missionaries till she was 97 years old. So Lorenzo had the opportunity to grow up, at least in his later years, under the influence of his mother and the missionaries. So he knew about traditional religion and everything, but he never really got involved in it like his mother was. His mother was a very prominent member of the Dakota Medicine Dance Society, and a very prestigious position for a woman to hold in those days. And she left all that. She gave it all up. She took her medicine bundle and took it to Joseph Renville, who had that fort, and had him burn it publicly as a testimony that she was not going to follow that, and she was going to follow the Lord. So Lorenzo had a tremendous witness or testimony to see in his own mother. And that plus being the fact that he was the oldest boy and probably had the responsibility of taking care of the family since his stepfather left, I think that prompted him to follow that path or follow that direction.